Hello, everyone. This is NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is the Circle of Love, Life, and Laughter. This is Nitricia. Now, I'm going to talk today about a very interesting topic to me, and it may be to you as well, because there's a lot of... we all relate nowadays on the internet, and which is great, but sometimes some people send you internet that has nothing to do with your faith. People in the faith, we do not practice anything that has to do with witchcraft. And horoscope is of the zodiac sign, what have you. And so we do not read horoscope. And you may have questions and you may have comments, and I welcome them at neoradionetwork.com/Nitricia. None of those things that tell the future, palm, hand reading, some of you guys know these things. You don't call psychics at all. This is defilement, and those of us that are walking in the light do not search out any of these kind of practices to understand our future. If we want to know our future, we pray and ask the Lord. If we want to know our future, we read the Word of God. There are no substitutes. There are no tarot cards. And these people are out there, and they will come up to you as they have come up to me, and I rejected them, and they gave me the evil eye, because they know that I am already in the light. The Lord may not tell you your future one by one. This is your future. This is the way it is. This is what you're going to do in 2 months from now. And you may be praying and praying and asking. In His time, He will tell you. Be diligent, persevere, and keep the faith. But don't turn to all those other practices. There are a lot of, I have to delete so much, and these are friends and family that in their ignorance send me things that go against my faith, and it's very interesting, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm taken aback, and I say, well, I can't, because I'm saved, and so I have to delete it. I said, I'm not reading that. So it has nothing to do with anything. It's not what I'm about. I would encourage you to screen your mail, especially on the internet. Screen it. The source, because there's something behind it. It's trying to tell you something that has nothing to do with, absolutely bogus, and trying to make you believe a lie. And that's where that's coming from. Leviticus has some information that blessed me. It says in 19 and 31, give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I'm the Lord your God. And then he said, and the person who turns after mediums in 20 and 6 and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. So there's a lot of perversion out there and distortion. And I have another topic that I'm going to be talking about because it's in my heart. And that's cross-dressing. Does God approve of cross-dressing? Even if you're doing it in, let's say, productions, and it's all makeup and it's all for fun. And I'm talking about man into woman characters, or women into man characters, but it's all for production. It's not who you are, because there are those that dress like that and walk the street, as I have seen recently. And there, what does the Lord say about that? And that's the next show. But for now, I'm talking about screening those kinds of emails and so forth that have nothing to do with God. Especially of the horoscope, of the I know your future lies. Do not read it. Do not open it. And do not become one with it. And there's many other things that saints do not participate in, which we're going to get into. All right? So this is NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is Nitricia. Thank you for coming. God, as women, to represent Him. This is NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is Nitricia once again. Thank you.